The Alaska Supreme Court heard arguments today in a challenge to districts outlined by the Alaska Redistricting Board last year. Attorneys for the Redistricting Board are appealing part of a lower court judge's ruling that rejected the lines for districts 1, 2, 37, and 38. Arguments today centered on Alaska Native voting rights in light of the Federal Voting Rights Act and implications to the Alaska Constitution. Attorneys Mike Wallery represented plaintiffs from Esther and Goldstream, who are fighting being included in a Yukon River district.
Our view, frankly, is, and this is, and if I can speak on behalf of the intent of my clients believe that District 38 is not an effective district because of those high voter turnout levels, particularly in the primary in Esther Goldstream. And they find it very offensive to be used, because they do support Native rights, they find it very offensive that they are being used to marginalize and suppress Native voting.
Michael White, arguing for the State Redistricting Board, said the board's charge to ensure proportional voter representation was difficult in light of Alaska Native migration to urban areas in recent years.
You have to remember that the real wild card in all of this was that nobody expected that racial block voting analysis in the state would have increased. It came like a bolt out of the blue. It had been 35% in 1990. It had been 35% in 2001. And quite honestly, people who follow this thought that relations, Natives, white relations have you had only gotten better over the past decade. And so when that came from a bolt out of the blue, that kind of threw a curveball into things and made an already difficult problem even more difficult.
The justices took the matter under advisement. A decision in the case could come in about 10 days. By law, a decision is due 60 days before the filing deadline for candidates.